True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
You know, there was some Apple news that came out last week, a new iPhone, and there's some other tech news. We'd love to touch base with Ian Scheer, CBS News tech expert. Ian will join us at the bottom of the hour. It'll also be a good way to get away from all the doom and gloom and all the stuff surrounding Charlie Kirk, which is very depressing. This is depressing as well. Let me welcome Brad Young into the fold this afternoon, 97.1 FM Talk chief legal analyst, partner with Dowell Harris, Dowell Fisher and Young, and also someone who fills in quite often here on 97.1 FM Talk. Brad, how are you?
I'm doing well. Also, one correction. As of today, the name of my law firm has changed. We're now Harris, Young, and Kaiser.
Is that true?
That's official of today. Yeah, okay. Harris, Young, and Kaiser.
I still hear your name in association with that, so that's a good thing, right? They didn't kick you out.
Oh, yeah, that's a good thing. No. We just... A couple of my partners have retired, and so we've added a whole new practice group, so we've changed the name to Harris, Young, and Kaiser.
Awesome. Well, that's good to know. We'll make sure we correct that on the sheet moving forward. Before we get to some of the stuff from Utah, and I know you do what you want to, but I'm not mentioning the guy's name, right? And he was in court today. I don't want to get your response to that. And I also just want to let the listeners know that there was a fascinating exchange, well, not even exchange, but reading by the prosecutor of the text exchange between the assassin and his partner, who was a biological male transitioning to female. And I'm going to air that after you and I talk here this afternoon, Brett. But let me first go to New York and Luigi Mangione, because this is stunning. This was the sound today outside of this courtroom. Hundreds of supporters of this assassin, because what, they dropped a domestic terrorism charge against him, and that's what they were celebrating? Help me out with this story.
Yeah, this came before the judge, and I mostly agree with what the judge did, because under New York law, there's three criteria to meet to be charged with first-degree murder in furtherance of an act of terrorism. Number one, you have to show that the act was done to intimidate or coerce a civilian population. Two, influence government policy by intimidation or coercion. Three, affect government conduct by murder, assassination, or kidnapping. Judge didn't find any of those key elements. I think that since the murder, okay, I don't believe this was necessarily in the motive of Mangione, but since the murder of the UnitedHealthcare CEO, I think that his act has been used to try to influence government policy with regard to our healthcare system. But that can't be part of the charge against Luigi Mangione. So it was dropped. And those people who are cheering, those are people who are advocating for murder. Those are people who are essentially those who probably wanted Charlie Kirk to be executed as well.
Right.
To me, that's just reprehensible.
Yeah, so you can have the court ruling be accurate, but I mean, what they were cheering on is just the murder itself, and I just can't believe. And you have to wonder if that's going to happen, you know, with this guy in Utah as well. By the way, before we get to his court hearing and the charges and all that, there was another angle of this story, and I don't know if you saw this, Brad, but I want to make sure that people are aware of this, because I was covering all of this, you know, live on the radio when it was unfolding a week ago tomorrow. And at first, and even Cash Patel made a mistake here, because they took a guy into custody. It was an older guy who looked a little like Larry David, maybe, from Curb Your Enthusiasm. And he starts shouting, "I shot him, now shoot me," moments after Kirk was shot. So this guy's name is George Zinn, and he's been arrested and charged with obstruction of justice after claiming to be the shooter. But they look at his phone. He tells police that he's not the shooter, even though he now claims, I guess he was claiming to draw attention from the real shooter. But he goes to the hospital for an unknown medical issue, and he says he was glad that he shot the individual so the real suspect could get away. But then they look at his phone, and he, did you see this part? He's charged with all this child porn, which is just, so this guy tries to create a diversion, probably just spur of the moment, and he then gets charged with child porn charges because they look at his phone, and he's got all kinds of images with kids as young as 5 years old. So how about that for a weird twist on this angle, on this story?
That is a weird twist, and I don't know how much of a bigger assessment or analysis you can make out of it, but it does show that this guy's a nut.
Yeah.
And he's more than a nut. He's a perv, and he's going to go to jail for what's on his phone.
Apparently, he's been one of those guys that has, you know, there was a guy that I can't remember his name. When I was in Columbia, when I was early days of covering news in Columbia, there was a guy who went to every Columbia City Council meeting. His name was Paul something or other. And everybody knew who he was because he was the gadfly. He was always there challenging government. And, you know, we have a couple of those things that happen around here as well.
We do.
But he admitted that in the police interview, he admitted that he gets sexual gratification from viewing and sharing child sexual abuse images with his preferred victim ages 5 to 12 years old. So let's hope this guy stays in prison for a long time, even though he didn't necessarily have anything to do with the shooting. But that's kind of a weird, you know, sub-story to everything that's happening with Charlie. Meantime, today in Utah, this is what happened.
The murder of Charlie Kirk is an American tragedy. Charlie Kirk was murdered while engaging in one of our most sacred and cherished American rights, the bedrock of our democratic republic, the free exchange of ideas in a search for truth, understanding, and a more perfect union.
So that is Jeff Gray, who's the prosecutor out there. There was a court appearance that we aired some of it live about an hour ago. He was not there in person. Apparently, this is pretty standard, but you had three different locations. You had a prosecutor, you had a judge in another room, and you had the video of the assassin. And Brad, I don't know if you saw the images from that. It looked like he was just with nothing on his body except for maybe a bulletproof vest on top.
That's it. It's been widely reported, Mark, that I'll call him Mr. Robinson, insert joke here as far as his neighborhood goes. But with regard to him, there's been a widely reported that he is under, they're not calling it suicide watch, but they're intimating that it's under suicide watch.
Right, which he admitted there were details that came out today, fascinating details, because there was an effort. This is something else that was cleared up. I mentioned this at the beginning of the show. You might remember when all this reporting was starting last week and we're starting to get information. This is typical in breaking news stories. It was reported that his dad was a deputy sheriff of some, or a former sheriff. There was a family friend that was, who got involved in this and helped bring him together to the authorities. So part of that was true. It wasn't his dad. But they talked about not only the father, but the mother, in how they discovered this. They start seeing the image and they say, gosh, that sure looks like our son. Dad gets on the phone and starts asking some questions. Dad, at one point, this was interesting, insists to his son, say, you show me a picture of that 30-06 that your grandpa gave you because I want to know where it is. And he refused to show the picture. So they very quickly knew that he was involved with this, and they somehow got him to come over to their home. They had the family friend there as well, and they gave him up to the authorities, so they did the right thing. So the mom and the dad very aggressively trying to do the right thing in this particular case.
Well, and what's interesting, I think even more interesting here, is that the mom and dad, the dad came out with a statement today stating that if he's given the, I think there's a over a $1 million reward that was offered for information that leads to the arrest of the assailant. And he said he's going to donate that money to the Charlie Kirk family.
Yes,
I saw that.
And I did some of that. So the guy says he did it with the partner, the roommate. He says, I had enough of his hatred. Some hate cannot be negotiated out. I'm going to play in about 10 minutes that exchange with Jeff Gray when he reads from those text messages, because that's about as revealing as you can get right now. And by the way, it should, I don't know that it will, Brad, but it should put to rest this nonsense narrative from the left out there that somehow this guy was to the right of MAGA. And that's why he did it, that Charlie Kirk wasn't conservative enough. I mean, it's ridiculous. And you even had Dickerson on CBS News. I played this a couple of times earlier because John Dickerson goes on the CBS News, you know, extra feed. It wasn't the regular broadcast, and says this.
5 days after Charlie Kirk's murder, the shooter's motive remains elusive.
No, it does not remain elusive. It did not remain elusive yesterday when he did that broadcast. It did not remain elusive the day after the shooting. It has not remained elusive. It's just confirmation on the elusivity, if that's even a name. And we got confirmation today. And you're going to hear this very specifically in the text messages that I'll share that audio in just a few minutes. Did you hear anything else that caught your attention throughout the process of the court appearance or the news conference earlier, Brad?
Well, the only thing that caught my eye on this, and I want to go through this for just a minute, and that is he was charged with aggravated murder. Now, what does that mean? Under Utah law, you have to be charged with aggravated murder in order to get the death penalty. And procedurally, what happens is, and this is all done with the same jury, mind you, but once the jury convicts him, and they will, the evidence is overwhelming. They place his DNA at the scene of the crime. They have his admissions to his family members, to his trans roommate, and to others on the video game chat board that he was on.
Right.
So the evidence is overwhelming. So when he is convicted, then before that same jury, you have to come back for a sentencing hearing. And when that happens, the jury has to be unanimous in giving him the death penalty. If it's not unanimous, then by default, he gets life in prison without the possibility of parole. Now, when it came to those Idaho murders, I think that the prosecutors were either inexperienced or they got cold feet because they should have taken that case to trial to get the death penalty. And they didn't do it. They had overwhelming evidence in that case, and they failed to do it. Now, I think because of the, number one, the national attention that's being placed on this, coupled with, two, the backing of the FBI and their resources, I'm hoping that the Utah prosecutors will go for the death penalty because they'll get it. It'll be overwhelmingly guilty, and they will get the death penalty on this guy.
So we did learn a few things here, and apparently the roommate is being very cooperative. And, you know, they got to see his phone. That's how they got the screen captures of all the messages. Apparently there was yesterday there was some reporting about a note that had been destroyed. My sense is because there was a description of a note that was underneath a computer keyboard that the roommate was instructed to read, in which, I mean, Brad, if we're looking at confessions here, we have several. We have confessions in the text messages. We have confessions in the letter. We have confessions on Discord. I mean, there's all kinds of confessions here all around from this guy. But, you know, at one point, the roommate says, was this you that did this? And he admits that it was. And, you know, then he says, how long have you been planning this? You'll hear this in some of the audio I'm going to play in a few minutes. He seems to indicate that he screwed up with leaving the gun behind, and he said, the quote is, had hoped to keep this secret until I died of old age. And seems to indicate, whoop, I kind of messed up here because now my DNA is on this gun. I have to go get the gun. So it seems as if he did act alone. The partner's cooperating. They, you know, they've had a lot of cooperation, obviously, from the family as well. So there's information that is piling up, and maybe a lot more is becoming public than I ever thought, because when they read through these text messages, it's pretty, you know, defining on what happened here.
It is. And even in one of those text messages between Tyler and the roommate, Tyler instructs the roommate to delete all of your text messages from me about this, which leads to one of the charges against Robinson of obstruction of justice, because he's instructing another person to destroy evidence. But listen, the roommate is going to continue to be very helpful because he doesn't want to wind up in prison, because I don't want to get too graphic on this, but if you go to prison and you're known as a furry, It's not going to turn out too well for you.
Right, right, yeah. Have you kind of taken a look, or do you have some thoughts on the Pam Bondi stuff related to this? With free speech?
I'm sorry, in terms of
Okay, so there's stories about this. So I'll play the audio to you, because for me, and I've said this, and you and I talked about this on Friday, I do think there's a difference between the average person going out there and saying despicable things on Instagram or Facebook or X, formerly Twitter, and people who are in, you know, public officials, doctors, teachers, people who are in leadership positions. But Bondi says she's going after a lot more than that. And this is where I kind of get concerned, Brad. Check this out.
There's free speech and then there's hate speech. And there is no place, especially now, especially after what happened to Charlie, in our society.
Do you see more law enforcement going after these groups who are using hate speech and putting cuffs on people so we show them that some action is better than no action?
We will absolutely target you, go after you, if you are targeting anyone with hate speech, anything. And that's across the aisle.
Yes, I don't like that. And, you know, one of the things that she said, she claimed she had the authority to investigate businesses that refused to print memorial vigil posters. There's a little of that out there where someone goes into a Kinko's or something like that and they refuse to do it. Look, I am not comfortable with going after people in that particular area, especially because I guarantee, I said this earlier, Brad, you can go through my Twitter feed. It's been up there since 2008. I know that you can pick and choose things that would be deemed hateful, you know, or inappropriate in some people's minds. So I think we do need to be a little careful here with what the Justice Department might be doing.
We do, Mark. And let me briefly address this, because number one, not only is it morally wrong to go after people because of the content of their speech, it's actually illegal. I mean, every single time the Supreme Court has dealt with this issue, most recently in 2017, in the case of Mattal versus Tam, and that was a unanimous decision that hate speech is protected under the First Amendment. Okay. And so, listen, I don't want the government, just like I was against all of the people who were being canceled when they supported Trump over the years, and I was against that, and I came out against it. I'm going to come out against canceling or getting someone fired, particularly at the direction of the government, for anything they say about Charlie Kirk. Because listen, Charlie Kirk stood for two things. Number one, he was a bold Christian, and I applaud him for that. Number two, he was the most prolific advocate of free speech. And I think a way to dishonor Charlie Kirk's death here is to go against the very bedrock of his position, which was free speech.
I agree with that, except the one caveat I would have is that, look, I do think that some of these people have been fired appropriately because of the positions that they're in. I just think that some of this, look, there's teachers out there saying things that I would not want my daughter to have their teachers say. And I think that there's conduct that is unbecoming some people. Look, we all have codes of ethics. I have it here at 97.1. Easily, I could cross the line. In fact, probably have. I know I have over the years. We know my HR file is very, very thick. But there's crossing the line, and then there's allowing people to have, you know, hateful, vile speech, which we do have constitutionally protected and guaranteed in this country. So that'll be interesting to see how that kind of develops and what President Trump says about that, because there are people out there, you know, and emotionally I can understand people saying, look, they should be fired. Their lives should be ruined. You know, when you get into the doxing and the personal attacks and all that, that's what they do on their side. Let's not be a party to that. And I hope maybe Pam Bondi recognizes that her speech has to be, you know, kept in check here a little bit too moving forward.
I just find it very, very interesting that in the aftermath of the deaths of Michael Brown and George Floyd, you had riots, you had fires, and you had looting. In the aftermath of the murder of Charlie Kirk, you had prayer vigils.
Yeah.
Big, big difference between those two.
I would say significant, and that will continue. And by the way, there is a service that is going to take place for Charlie on Sunday. Some of the details are starting to get out. We're going to air that here on 97.1 FM Talk. Hey, how about the Tigers on Saturday? Again, I know it was a high school team, but I did make it up for the game, and I was in a suite, which was very fortunate, but they did what they had to do, and now they're ranked, 22nd and 23rd in a couple of the polls.
Oh, they are. They're ranked 23rd. And listen, I was really looking forward to the South Carolina game, because at the time they were ranked, I think, 11th or 12th.
They were 11th,
But now that they've lost Lenora Sellers, to an injury. Don't know whether he's going to play, but certainly he won't be 100%, even if he does play. My bet is he doesn't play. And if you look at the stats of South Carolina, they have a non-existent running game. So whereas I think it was going to be a very legitimate game against a legitimate opponent, now I'm not so sure if Lenora Sellers is not 100%.
I agree with you, but it's still an SEC opponent, and you got to be careful. And I think the coaching staff's going to have this team ready and aware that, look, that you can't sit lightly on this team, even if they don't have some of their all-stars. Brad, thank you very much. We'll talk later in the week. Appreciate it.
My pleasure,
Mark.
All right,
we'll see. I'm going to play that audio because this exchange, when you hear this guy, and I played some of the audio from his news conference, Jeff Gray, who's the prosecutor in this, lays out the text exchange that took place in the hours after this assassination. It really is compelling. It's fascinating. It provides a lot of light on the motive here in this particular situation. That's coming up next.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, last week before all this happened, we were supposed to have Bill O'Reilly on the show last Wednesday. I think we have rescheduled him for tomorrow because of all the breaking news. We kind of create a little gap, but Bill will have certainly something to say on the last week's news events. So we'll let Bill O'Reilly from The Factor, who does stuff on BillO'Reilly.com, tomorrow afternoon. All right, so this is the, I don't often do this, this is a pretty big chunk of audio. It runs approximately 5 minutes, but... You haven't heard it yet, Sue, right?
No.
So this is the prosecutor out in Utah, Jeff Gray. There was a court appearance that came after this. But when he was doing a news conference earlier this morning, they were talking about how some of the investigative things came together, how they found the guy. The parents were cooperating. The roommate was cooperating. They have all the text messages, all of the text messages that took place in the aftermath of this assassination. Apparently, the roommate knew nothing about it. Here is what they said to one another in the hours after the assassination.
Please. Interviewed Robinson's roommate, a biological male who was involved in a romantic relationship with Robinson. The roommate told police that the roommate received messages from Robinson about the shooting and he did provide those messages to police. On September 10th, 2025, the roommate received a text message from Robinson, which said, "Drop what you're doing. Look under my keyboard." The roommate looked under the keyboard and found a note that stated, quote, "I had the opportunity to take out Charlie Kirk, and I'm going to take it." Police found a photograph of this note. The following exchange, text exchange, then took place. After reading the note, the roommate responded, "What? You're joking, right?" Robinson, "I am still okay, my love, but I'm stuck in Orem for a little while longer yet. Shouldn't be long until I can come home, but I gotta grab my rifle still. To be honest, I had hoped to keep this secret till I died of old age. I am sorry to involve you." Roommate, "You weren't the one who did it, right?" Robinson, I am. I'm sorry."
So one of the things that popped there in that first exchange is, didn't it sound like he thought he was going to get away with it? You'll hear some of this other stuff. He seems to be concerned about DNA, but maybe he was just that delusional where he thought he can get away with all of this.
Roommate, "I thought they caught the person." Robinson, "No, they grabbed some crazy old dude, then interrogated someone in similar clothing. I had planned to grab my rifle from my drop point shortly after, but most of that side of town got locked down. It's quiet, almost enough to get out, but there's one vehicle lingering." Roommate, "Why?" Robinson, "Why did I do it?" Roommate, "Yeah." Robinson, "I had enough of his hatred. Some hate can't be negotiated out. If I am able to grab my rifle unseen, I will have left no evidence. Going to attempt to retrieve it again. Hopefully they have moved on. I haven't seen anything about them finding it." Roommate, "How long have you been planning this?" Robinson, "A bit over a week, I believe. I can get close to it, but there is a squad car parked right by it."
So obviously he's focusing on trying to get the gun back. The roommate's asking questions like,
what the hell is going on here?
Didn't that answer surprise you, though, that it was only a week?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a quick turnaround, right?
"I think they already swept that spot, but I don't want to chance it." Robinson again, "I'm wishing I had circled back and grabbed it as soon as I got to my vehicle. I'm worried what my old man would do if I didn't bring back Grandpa's rifle. IDEK if it's had a serial number, but it wouldn't trace to me. I worry about prints. I had to leave it in a bush where I changed outfits. Didn't have the ability or time to bring it with."
So just earlier, I want to make one reference here, because I don't know that you'll hear this here, but when they were going through all of the particulars here, the dad, who was trying to, you know, confirm that he was the guy, he wanted visual evidence that the guy had the rifle, the .30-06, Grandpa's rifle. So he ignored the request. So it was a roundabout way of his father saying, "Look, I you did this, and you can't prove otherwise because you don't have, you know, the rifle right now.
I might have to abandon it and hope they don't find prints. How the F will I explain losing it to my old man? Only thing I left was the rifle wrapped in a towel. Remember how I was engraving bullets? The effing messages are mostly a big meme. If I see notice bulge UWU on Fox News, I might have a stroke, all right. I'm going to have to leave it. That really effing sucks. Judging from today, I'd say Grandpa's gun does just fine, IDK. I think that was a $2,000 scope."
We're referring to the rifle scope, $2,000 scope. So that's a pretty expensive scope, and you can dial in pretty accurately to your target.
Wink. Robinson again, "Delete this exchange." Again, Robinson, "My dad wants photos of the rifle. He says Grandpa wants to know who has what. The feds released a photo of the rifle, and it is very unique. He's calling me, RN." Not answering. Robinson, "Since Trump got into office, my dad has been pretty diehard MAGA." Robinson, I'm going to turn myself in willingly. One of my neighbors here is a deputy for the sheriff. Again, you are all I worry about, love. That came from Robinson. Roommate, I'm much more worried about you. Robinson, don't talk to the media, please. Don't take any interviews or make any comments. If any police ask you questions, ask for a lawyer and stay silent.
Well, he was not staying silent. The roommate is cooperating, so that was the very latest. We got a lot more details today about all this.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Well, it's been just a bit since we've had a great visit from CBS News tech contributor Ian Scher. He's with us tonight to talk a little bit about some things that have happened in the past week. Hello, Ian. How are you? Welcome back. I've missed you.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I think it was a week ago today, before all the craziness sort of unfolded on the national stage with Utah, that Apple held its annual event and they unveiled the, the iPhone 17 and a few other things. So we thought we would get caught up. First of all, they unveiled something called the iPhone Air. What's up with that?
Yeah, so part of what Apple's been trying to do is that, you know, they've got their normal kind of $799 iPhone that's the starter one, the iPhone 17 this year. But they haven't ever been able to figure out what works for the next step up from that. They've tried stuff like the iPhone Mini, right? That happened around 3 or 4 years ago. And they also tried stuff with the iPhone, the larger iPhone that they would sell, the Plus. And they didn't really sell very well. So now what they're doing is they're using that spot, the $1,000 iPhone, to show off what they say is kind of future technology, right? The ability to make an iPhone so thin that really, I mean, it is rather impressive if you see the photos, They hold it on someone's finger like a basketball, although I'm sure they found someone who's like the fattest finger at Apple to make it look as nice as possible. But, you know, they say that they're able to provide not just a super thin iPhone, but also one that is that has what they say is all day battery life. And we haven't gotten all the reviews on it yet, right? So people are still figuring out whether or not the professional reviewers are seeing whether or not it moves through the paces. But the fact that Apple is able to make this thing is rather impressive, and seeing it up against all the other iPhones, right, and how thick they are. And the fact that it still has decent battery life is something else.
Apparently, the camera, there is some compromise, so you don't have the camera. What I think we're going to head toward, just as someone who is a fan of iPhones and Apple products overall, is that in a few years, we'll be talking about this thinner design, and it will have all the cool things that the 17 Pro and all these other Pros have. They're just trying to figure it out, its evolution with the technology, because I think thinner certainly would be something that customers would be interested in. My biggest, you know, I have my phone, and I have a case around my phone that I use is kind of my wallet. You know, my cards are in the back. It's clunky, you know, so I can put it in my shorts or in my jeans or whatever, but it's still a little clunky. But I like the bigger phone. I like the larger phone. If I could get this phone and have it new, sleeker design with the same, you know, screen size, I think that's what I would go for. And maybe eventually that's where we land.
Yeah, I mean, that's where a lot of people are thinking. There's also a lot of talk about how Apple is trying to make a folding phone. Samsung has their Galaxy Fold, which is not a cheap device. It's $2,000, right? So not very many people buy it. But it is a rather impressive feat of technology. And Google has one as right, the Pixel Fold. And Apple has kind of been left out of this. And the promise of it is really cool. Like, take a tablet, be able to fold it in half. Now it's a phone. That's amazing. So there's, on some level, a lot of people think that they're just showing off the half of the fold, right? They're saying, look at what we can do, how thin we can make it. Now you stack two of them on top of each other and you've got a really nice phone. So that's also kind of what a lot of people are seeing when they look at it.
So Ian Scherer is here from CBS Tech Expert. The 17 and the 17 Pro, significant differences from the 16 and the 16 Pro or not?
The kind of general consensus has been for the last few years that if you're upgrading from last year's iPhone, you're not really getting a lot. But most people statistically are now upgrading every 2 or 3 years or even longer. So for those people, it's significant changes. And that's kind of how Apple's designed it now, is that, you know, year to year, you're not going to be terribly impressed. But those changes stack up to a point where the camera is much different from what it was 3 or 4 years ago. The speed of the phone is that much different. You know, they've added stuff like the camera control button, and they've gotten rid of the mute switch over the last 2 years. So people upgrading, you know, every 3 years are going to feel a very different experience because of that. So, you know, the general, again, we haven't gotten the reviews that are official and the professionals, but the general consensus is that when you look at the specs and you look at what does the iPhone 17 offer that the 16 didn't, it's not that different.
So if I look at my, I'm just trying to see if I have a software update, because there's also new software. It's iOS 26, right? So that always, even if you have, you know, whatever phone you have, you're able to update the software. It's recommended, of course, that you do. Sometimes there's some bugs that they have to correct. Yeah, it looks like for me, I do not have the iOS 26. What the hell? Mine says 18.7. How would that be? That number doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, I'd have to see your phone personally.
Because it says then also available update to iOS 26, so I have no idea what's going on with the number of my software. That's weird.
So at the bottom, what Apple does is that they try not to be too pushy. So they know that, you know, the security updates and the updates to the capabilities and everything, they say it's worth it. But a lot of people have criticized Apple and said, well, you know, when I get these software updates every September, my phone gets slower.
Yes.
And so you're just trying to force me to update my phone. And so what Apple did is they said, okay, we're not going to force it. And what they do instead is that they put it at the bottom of the software update thing. So
if you
go into the software update and you look at the bottom of the screen and say, oh, this is also available. And at some point they're going to force everyone over, but not for quite a while. And part of that is a reaction to the negative response they've gotten, that even though they offer the software for, you know, years old phones, which is something that most other companies don't do, people still think that there's a conspiracy out there to force us all to upgrade. And Apple just doesn't want to deal with people complaining about it. So that's,
well, that makes
that's
sense because I know people do complain about it. I'm usually, okay, I want to get the new software and then I want to read what the new features are and try to use them. Now, there's something I was looking at, I think it's a Washington Post piece that talks about this update, and it says something about liquid glass. I have no idea what that is. What is liquid glass and how does it affect, you know, the phone with this software update?
Well, if you're super techie, you will notice that what it does is it's a new look for the phone. So every couple of years, Apple plays around with the visual design, right, and where what the buttons look like and everything. So this time around, what they're calling it is liquid glass, and what they kind of make it seem like is kind of if you imagine one of those magnifying glasses that you can put on a piece of paper. That it kind of gives that effect, but for the phone, and all of the buttons and everything have this new kind of shiny texture to them. For most people, it's not going to matter. The best thing about it is that Apple, when they do this, they spend a lot of time thinking about, hey, where are the button placements at the best places for everybody? Does it all make the most sense? Are there things that we do that are confusing? So, for example, the camera is one of those things. I see it all the time. People who are trying to kind of fiddle with their camera to get it the right thing for whatever they want to do. And in theory, Apple should be able to make a phone where the camera is just what you want every time.
Yes.
And so they've made some adjustments to it that a lot of the people out there who've tried it say, hey, this is actually a better design for the app and easier to understand.
Got it. Well, I'm going to probably download this tonight. One other thing before I let you go. This is ChatGPT related, but they're doing some new parental controls. Is this some? I always wonder how, you know, high school papers and all this stuff is being, you know, conducted. My wife uses ChatGPT quite a bit professionally, you know, and really makes good use of it. I think she's thrilled that she can use it. But so what's new with the parental controls?
Yeah, so one of the things that there's been a lot of concern about is we're seeing more and more stories of people in mental distress that are kind of being pushed to an extreme by these chat sessions sometimes they have with these bots. And a lot of people know, you know, hey, if you need help, you should seek out a human therapist, but not everyone always has one available or whatever. And even I have found that every once in a while, if I'm in the middle of kind of a stressful moment and I'm trying to work on something in ChatGPT, I'll just, as if I'm texting a friend, I'll just say, I'm having a rough day.
Right.
And we'll start a conversation that way. So the parental controls are actually for parents to be able to control what their kids experience there. You know, there's a lot of concern that teenagers who are in mental distress are getting, that the technology is not built to be safe enough for them. And in fact, the Federal Trade Commission recently asked all of the AI companies to provide information about the data they have on how children are using their features. So, you know, these companies, for the most part, have said, hey, we always encourage it be adults, and that we have warnings on the screen that tell you, you know, don't take this seriously and everything. But of course, that doesn't work for everybody. And so that's part of why they say, look, we're going to try and at least add some features. I don't know if it's going to be enough, honestly, but that's their reason that they're doing it.
Ian Scherer, I hope you had a great summer. We have fall approaching. Hope all is well in your world. We'll have to touch base a little bit more on technology here in the next few months before the holidays. Great to hook up.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Ian. All right, let's get right to our audio cut of the day segment.
Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
Well, I played you that big part of the news conference from this morning where the prosecutor, Jeff Gray, in Utah sort of, you know, unveils all these charges. Listen to what this ABC reporter had to say about all of that audio that you heard just a short time ago, you know, because he was texting his partner, right? Romantic partner, who was a biological male, becoming a female. I think that's what we got today. But here's what the ABC reporter says.
We have seen an alleged murder with such specific text messages about the alleged murder weapon, where it was hidden, how it was placed, what was on it. But also, it was very touching in a way that I think many of us didn't expect. A very intimate portrait into this relationship between the suspect's roommate and the suspect himself, with him repeatedly calling his roommate, who is transitioning, calling him my love, and I want to protect you, my love. So it was this duality of someone who the attorney said not only jeopardized the life of Charlie Kirk and the crowd, but was doing it in front of children. Which is-
I can just stop it right there, but are you that's the tone? It was quite touching seeing a bullet go through the neck of Charlie Kirk, and his kids will have to relive that moment for the rest of their lives because it's out there. Then there's Senator Schmidt, who obliterates this whole both sides BS coming from the left, and he does it in under 2 minutes.
We've heard years of the left, their loudest voices calling anyone on the right extremist MAGA Republicans, fascists, Nazis, an existential threat to democracy. Check yourself and don't give me this both sides bullshit. Mr. Director, I want to ask you, tell me if each one of the following perpetrators or alleged perpetrators were acting from a left-wing or right-wing political violence. The man who tried to kill Republican congressman at the congressional baseball practice, nearly killing House Majority Leader Steve Scalise, left-wing or right-wing violence?
Sir, I believe it was a left-wing ideology.
Okay. Burn down cities during the Summer of Love in the George Floyd riots, left-wing violence or right-wing violence?
Sir, I'll rely on you on these. I don't have off the top of my head. I'm sorry.
Okay, left-wing. The Waukesha Christmas Parade Massacre, left-wing or right-wing violence? Left-wing. The Lee Zeldin stabbing attempt, left-wing or right-wing? Left-wing. The Covenant School shooting in Nashville, left-wing or right-wing? Left-wing. The Butler, Pennsylvania assassination attempt on President Trump, left-wing or right-wing? Left-wing. The Trump International West Palm Beach assassination attempt, left-wing. The Abundant Life Christian School shooting, left-wing. The United Care CEO's murder, left-wing. Tesla's burned, keyed, damaged, firebombed, left-wing, left-wing. The murders at the Israeli embassy, left-wing. The ICE facilities firebombed, left-wing. The Minnesota Catholic school shooting, left-wing. The anti-white Charlotte and North Carolina stabbing, left-wing. The attempted Utah News State firebombing, left-wing. And now, of course, the culmination of this vile trend, a left-wing assassination of Charlie Kirk. So don't give me this both sides. If we want to get to unity, let's be honest. Let's be honest. Free speech, yes. Political violence, no. But let's be honest.
There is your audio cut of the day.
Get more at 971talk.com.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.